This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. For 6 weeks every summer, the Harold Beebe Farm in East Dorset becomes a mecca for horse lovers. The 40-plus acres just off Route 7 plays host to the Vermont Summer Festival Horse Show. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the annual event is a boon to the local economy.
Event officials say close to 1,000 horses and 3,000 people will take part in this year's show, with $750,000 up for grabs in prize money. Berta McGinnis, director of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, says local businesses will also win big.
We anecdotally say it brings in around $20 million to our region because it's a show that, while the run of the show is July 1st to middle of August, obviously to set up a 1,000-room horse hotel and ready things begins much earlier, and so the impact begins middle of June through end of August because it has to be tucked up for winter. So it's a summer-long celebration here and one that we love to have come to town.
Ruth Lacey handles public relations for the Vermont Summer Festival. She says many participants spend weeks at the East Dorset Horse Show, so the economic impact is broader than people might expect.
The obvious ones are hotel, restaurants, retail, but it includes Shaw's Supermarket and Price Chopper, gas stations, laundromats, nail salon, the vet, the local vet. And one of the areas that we often don't think about is that the little East Dorset post office sees a huge spike, and the U.S. Postal Service has sort of indicated that if not for us, they would close that office.
They're still crunching numbers, but Lacey says this year's attendance is up 20% to 30%. She says organizers attribute the increase to costly improvements made to the site's ground cover or footings that the horses compete on. Lacey says many of the top horses are valued at hundreds of thousands of dollars, so it's vital that competitive venues have the latest and best ground covering to ensure competing horses avoid injury. The upgraded footings were put in this spring, and she says organizers hope that as word of the improvement spreads, attendance next summer will be even higher. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.